What's on your mind this beautiful August day?
Not much on my mind, Keith, here, other than being behind schedule.
Kyle, you always have something to say. What's on your mind?
Can y'all hear me all right?
Yeah, can now.
There's definitely plenty of options to reassign that we're just not making any money on. It's just a matter of how to do it. I have a meeting tomorrow with management to kind of figure out how we can maneuver that with my transition in terms of hitting what I need to hit. But
when you say plenty, what does that mean? How many?
I mean, we've got probably over 60 or 70 with either zero or $100, $200 in revenue. It's just hard to sort through. I don't know everybody as well as Keith, but it's hard to tell whose family, friends are too close to touch, you know what I mean?
So are you going to get that done? You're going to meet with him first, or are you going to meet with Keith first and then go to management, or what are you doing?
I have a meeting with management tomorrow to go over some of the numbers, and then it's kind of one and the same.
Okay, that's segmentation. How about how are we doing in terms of niches and target niches? Did you go through that to determine where those are?
I can start there. My niche, one niche I have is, you might recognize the name from the first place that got hit in the storm, which was Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina, in this recent storm. I have a lot of clients with houses down there because I had started marketing with a mailing list of all the homeowners down there years ago, and sent being tax-free bond information out, and those that responded would, you know, I'd call and sell a bond to, and mm-hmm. a lot of them have become clients. So there's a lot of my clients that have places down there. That's one niche. The rest, I would say, would be my local church, and other than that, it's the other is more of a, you know, what I did for college work. I work with students all over the country, so you know, a lot of my client base is spread out all over the country, not necessarily local. So that's where some of this gets a little complicated when I have to go through the math of numbers of visits and numbers of meetings and things like that.
So what was your university?
I went to Bowling Green State University.
Okay.
But I recruited guys to sell books door to door, and we, you know, recruited off different campuses, and the alumni, all the guys I sold with were from universities all over the country. So we got to, you know, I knew people from all over the country. So that's kind of where that group came from.
Okay.
I'd say too, not just realtors, but realtors, self-employed business owners, I've noticed, are a lot of the upper clients. Solo K's have been a lot of the new clients over the past few years.
So did you get anybody from Sunset Beach over there while you're working on Ocean Isle?
No, I mean, it was more by chance. I'd go down on vacation there and notice that, you know, I'd run into people there, and then I'd end up visiting when I was down there. So,
my dad and mom had a place. My brothers both had places down there, so there were at least three other Knapp families on Sunset Beach. Great place to
Sunset Beach.
Great place to hang out.
I know the restaurant at the edge of the bridge. It looks over Sunset.
Right.
Sunset Beach.
Anyway, well, terrific. Okay. This week, the other thing that we wanted to do from last week is determine your ideal day, week, and month. Try and figure out what your schedule would be. How you'd be best suited to handle your clients in the 12-4-2 model. So did you come up with a plan for that? When you want to prospect, when you want to call clients, when you want to take vacations and other things?
Yeah, I did not. You know, this is where I'm having some difficulty because when I start doing the math, I get caught up in, I've got a locked in day that is, you know, I do a lot of portfolio management, that when the markets present themselves with a good buying opportunity, I need to be there. And so to lock myself down like that gets complicated. Either I have to make a decision, I'm going to change the way I do business, or, I don't know. Yeah. The other thing for me, well, I like a little more flexibility in my day. And, I don't know if I can lock down to, I've got calls that, you know, bing, 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 and, you know, day's done, and then I got to move on to the next day and make, you know, call, visit, you know, so that's where I'm having difficulty.
Well, it's a challenge. It's sort of changing jobs, you know. You go from kind of a freelance entrepreneur to a doctor with a schedule. You know, it's a different job. And you got to kind of make up your mind if the productivity advantage of doing that is worth it or not. I mean, you pick up the advantages is that you eliminate the insidious thieves of time, which are procrastination, phone tag, interruptions, disorganization. You kind of have an ER room. I liken it to the fact that you're, you know, at this point, you're probably more like a doctor in an ER room than you are a concierge physician. And the question becomes, you know, what do you want to be in the future? So you can have periodically an emergency room, but you got to have somebody else take your calls when that happens. So it wouldn't be any different if you decided you were a doctor and you were going to take a week and volunteer at, you know, Hospitals Without Borders, and somebody else would take your calls for that week, or you cancel. But you can't be gone all the time. You know, somebody's got to be in communications with your clients. And what we find is that clients today love this and want this. Why wouldn't you, right? I mean, it's terrific. A chance to talk to the money manager every month is a huge opportunity. And what we find is that clients will open up and will send you more money. And the advantage of going to a prospect that has $20 million and saying, this is what we will do for you. You know, you will have a financial plan that's an ongoing financial plan, you will have 12 contacts. Four of them will be reviews of your financial plan. Two of them will be in person, and we're going to offer you rapid response to your problems, 1 hour response, 24-hour resolution. And you get a chance to meet the money manager that's actually managing your money in person. That'd be pretty compelling compared, you know, how does that compare to what you're getting now, which is somebody just simply asset allocating and rebalancing, which you can do with a robo advisor today. So think in terms of the future and what the competition is going to be. And when robo advisors can do everything except the personal touch, what is it that you're going to do to offset that, to make them happy and make it worth paying 1% for? And to me, that's kind of we can't really sit here and wait and see what happens, because the future is coming at us pretty fast. Plus, if you want to grow, you need to be able to offer something pretty compelling to the client versus just we're better at managing your money than the next guy. So it doesn't have to be, Keith, it doesn't have to be something where you have to give up money management at all. I think it's a good idea, in fact. The highest net worth teams, I've coached them all, the highest net worth teams usually have a money manager on the team that manages a portion of the money. Not all of it, but a portion of it. And people like that. People, extremely high net worth clients, CEOs and others, like the fact that you can talk stocks and that you can talk equities. On the other hand, you've got to leverage your team and you've got to leverage your time, and you got to be organized. So what Supernova brings is all the good things, where you give up a little bit of your independence to call who you want when you feel like it. On the other hand, think about the client. How rude are we to think that we can pick up the phone and call any client anytime, no matter what they're doing, and expect them to be ready and to accept your phone call? Okay? I mean, what are they doing? Playing golf. I mean, even if they're retired, they're playing golf. They're with their family. They're having fun. They're in surgery. They're working. They're in the middle of a lawsuit. They're doing things. And we call them and say, drop everything because we've got an idea for you. Well, that's crazy. Having a regular appointment every month will make you more efficient. You can make any changes you want on a monthly basis. If you have an emergency and you want to stop and drop everything and buy something, great. But why wouldn't that be? Why wouldn't you have discretion to do that and not have to call people? I mean, to me, if you're going to be a money manager, be a money manager and have discretion to manage the money and not have to call them, so everybody gets whatever it is that you're buying all at the same time. So I think it can work great. But it means that you guys have to be a little more organized, and you can't just wing it anymore, which I did. You know, we all did it when we started, right? When more is better. But in this world, you know, that was 1972. It's 2020. The world is fast now, and it's changing. And if you want to, you can have, you know, you can have Kyle call 8 times a, you know, you can do anything you want. You can say, okay, I don't want to call. I had one guy that said to me, I love Supernova. I said, why? He said, because I called all my clients and I hated it. And so I decided to hire somebody to call my clients. So he does the 12-4-2s and I just go out and gather money. He said, it's fabulous. We're doing terrific. I said, terrific. Great. Whatever you want to do. I mean, Kyle can do the 12-4-2s and you can just manage money if you want to. I mean, it's up to you, but you know, that's extreme, but you could do 4 times a year. You could do reviews, and the other 8 times, you know, somebody else can call the people for you. So there's nothing that says you know, you have to do it this way. All we're saying is, look, clients want to be called. They need attention. They'll pay for it, and it's worth it. The other thing is, today, more people are retiring than ever in our business, and you can take advantage of that. I mean, if you're the team that's better organized, better, more efficient, more effective at working with clients than anybody else, then why wouldn't they want you to take over their practice for them? And you know, what a simple and easy way to grow your business and become a billion-dollar team by just consolidating with other teams that are with you. You know, and that happens a lot, by the way, with teams that are supernova teams. Everybody wants to join them because they see what they're doing. They gather more assets. They're more efficient, more effective than anybody else in the complex. And who would you rather give your clients to if you retire than a supernova team? You know they're all going to get called versus being completely neglected.
So I had a thought too. I feel like we're struggling to make changes because we're always catching up. But do you find once you present the scheduling that the client isn't going to call us out of the blue because they know that on the last week of the month they're going to get a call anyway, so like, oh, whatever, I'll wait till then and mention it then? Or do you find it – what are your thoughts there?
No, that's exactly right. People – I mean, when George Kemp clearly went from 600 clients down to 33 clients, the secretary, his assistant came to me, CA came to me and said, Rob, what do I do now? I said, well, George is going to change his practice and this is what will happen. And we figured out different roles and responsibilities for her to do to make up for the time. So George actually went out and spent a day with each client. I mean, he had so much time on his hands. The clients stop calling. They will not call if they know that you're going to be called. You just called them 15 days ago, and you're going to call them 15 days from now. So guess what? They're going to write, and you teach them, this is what you do. When it comes to what's going to happen with the election, write that question down on your folder, in your notes question, your place for questions, in your folder, right here, right here. You write down what's going to happen if the election goes in this direction, what's going to happen if it goes in this direction. And we'll discuss that at your regular 12-4-2. There's nothing about that needs to be discussed urgently. But clients call because they get nervous, right? So, you can call them, by the way, 12-4-2 is the minimum. You can call them more than that. And keep in mind, you're going to be notifying them ahead of time that they're going to be having an appointment with you the first Tuesday of the month at 4:00. And then a week before that, you're going to send them the agenda of what you're going to cover on that call. And then you're going to call them. And then you're going to send them an executive summary of what you agreed to. So just think of it as a board meeting with the minutes. So that's really 48-4-2. So anybody that gets that much attention from you is not going to interrupt you. Plus, you explain to them what you're doing, that this is my time. This is my time to work on portfolio management. This is when I'm in surgery. I can't talk to you during this time. We have a regular appointment. If you have a market-related issue, please call anytime. If it's urgent, please call. But other than that, please write it down, and we'll discuss it at that time. Clients are fine. They understand. You don't call your doctor randomly unless you're sick, unless there's something serious. And they don't pick up the phone, right? They call you back. So you call them back when you get free that day. You know, we have 1-hour response, 24-hour resolution. That 1-hour response is we're going to answer the phone. right? 1 hour response. We're not going to not answer your call. So 24-hour resolution, what is your issue and who's the best suited to handle that issue? So it might not be Keith calling her back. It might be Kyle calling her back. It might be somebody else calling her back. And that's the person that's best suited. Remember, you're gaining a huge amount of productivity from your staff too, because they're not dealing with all these small clients. You may not have to spend any time with them, but somebody is, because they all call. They call on April 15th. They call on October 15th. They call at the end of the year. They call. Send me my statements. You know, I'm being audited. Send me my statements. So, it's a huge advantage to literally go from emergency room to no phone calls, everything, no phone tag, complete organization. And you don't have to make the calls long. They don't have to be long. A guy's got a $1 million rollover, there's nothing to talk about. I mean, it's asset allocated and it can be a very quick phone call. If he's got 20 million and it's a complicated situation and he's got some estate planning to do, great. You're going to make money and it's going to take some time. Okay. So it's a lifestyle decision. It really is. It's a, you know, and I got it. My brother never did it. He gave away my books. He told everybody to do Supernova. He was in the business for 35 years, and he never did it. He never actually did it. He joined a team because he was retiring, and he got himself organized, and he doubled his business in the last 2 years because he went fee-based versus 3/8 of a point. He was a great manager, of money, great guy. And he said, Rob, you should have made me do this, you know, 10 years ago. I said, obviously you don't listen. Okay. You know, never took instruction well. So, you know, there was no way I was going to convert him. So you just have to, you know, you decide what you want to do.
Rob, this is Ebony. Can you hear me?
I can, Ebony.
Okay. Hey, just a quick question. In situations where you have this type of arrangement where clients are used to being able to reach financial advisors whenever, right, mm-hmm. and you're trying to transition to this type of model, you know, most of us understand the need. It is having the actual conversation in a way that is not – you know, damaging to the existing relationship and off-putting to the client that I think could be a challenge. When I think about this just on a grand scale, it is, you know, shifting from a paradigm that people are used to. And how do you coach through that piece of it? Like, we know where we need to get to, but we're going from clients being able to reach us whenever they want to transitioning them to have to sort of wait their turn or wait until, you know, whatever the agreed upon meeting time is. When you have people that encounter those challenges, how do you coach through the conversation that has to take place? Is there, you know, an announcement that's made? How do you notify these clients so that their expectations are managed?
Roger, it's a five-time rule. You know, whenever I had an idea that I wanted my FAs to understand, I figured they were busy, they had a fight with their wife, there was something going on, so they never heard me the first time. So in any time you're working with clients, it's the same thing. You've got to introduce it not once and not twice, but five times. So you introduce it, and you always focus on the benefits to them rather than the benefits to you. So what you tell them is, look, we have The good news is that the team has been very successful. The challenge that we've had is to keep up the level of service with the number of clients that we're trying to work with. So we did not want to sacrifice the client experience and the service model. So we hired a consultant. And the consultant came in and looked at our practice, examined what we were doing, and together we determined that we would come up with a better, a consistent client experience, one that would be good for every single client. So we're not going to have four different levels of service. We're going to have one level of service. So what is that level of service? What we're going to offer is multi-generational planning with full implementation of the planning process through 12 scheduled appointments, four reviews of the plan, two of them in person, and rapid response to your problems, 1 hour response, 24-hour resolution. How does that sound? Now, there isn't anybody that's going to sound like, say, that sounds terrible. I can't get in touch with you. They're going to say, wow, that sounds great. How are you going to be able to do that? And what we're going to say is we're going to be able to do that by limiting the number of clients that we work with. All right, we'd like to work with more, but based on our schedule, this is the most that we can work with. And that'll be about 100 clients per financial advisor. And they're going to take a deep breath and say, am I one of them? And you're going to say, at this time, based on the assets that you have with us, no, we're not going to be able to work with you. But we have a fabulous financial advisor that we're going to assign you to. And if you're not happy with that person, then we will find you someone else. Or, yes, you have sufficient assets and you're paying us enough at this time to be able to be part of the team. And this is what, that's what we're going to do for you, and what you're going to do for us is simple. You're going to make every attempt you can to be there like you would for your doctor or your attorney or your CPA. You're going to be there for each and every appointment. Okay? And they say, well, sure, I'll be happy to do that. And you'll be surprised the tone that changes when you have this conversation. They go from being doing you a favor of having you as their financial advisor to thank you so much for keeping me. Whatever I need to do, I'll do. And what you'll find is they'll try and find more money to send in. And if you need to raise prices, this is the time. You could raise prices based on the level of service you're going to give. So the clients perceive this as a real value to them. Okay? So there's never been a client that said, oh, this is a terrible thing. I don't like this. I don't want this. Some of them will say, I don't want this. And they say it because they think it's going to cost them more money and they don't want to take any more of your time. Not because they don't see it as a value. Unless they don't see the person giving it to them as portraying value. You know, if they think you're just trying to sell them something every time you call, then they're not going to want to do 1242. So when somebody says, oh, no, that's too much, I don't want that, it's a yellow light, okay? It means it's a problem. It's either they don't perceive you as having the value, or they're afraid that you're going to charge them more, or something is wrong, okay? The ones that... The normal response about 90% of the time is terrific, wonderful, thank you so much for doing this. The other is, oh, that's a little too much, I only need quarterly or whatever. And so your response to them is, look, this is something new. These are not going to be sales calls. These are going to be educational calls. They're going to be focused on you and your family and helping you to implement your financial plan. So what we'd like to do is do this for the next 6 months. And if you perceive after that point that this is still too much, then we will go to something else. And they'll be like, fine, okay. And they're the ones that'll take the full hour, by the way. They're going to want all your time. You know, it's shocking how much time they want. So, Ebony, does that answer your question?
It does, thanks. And I know we kind of talked about this before, but I think, you know, it's one thing to hear it, and it's another thing to make sure we craft it in a voice that the client would recognize as our own, you know? So,
right.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, no, this is a hard decision. This is sort of a transformational. You're going from, you know, the old model of more is better to focusing on bigger clients, and we're going to keep the same number. We're never going to have more clients. We're never going to have more clients. So we're just going to get bigger clients. But you can, with the same size team, not growing anything more, you can do, you know, $10 million. Because you just keep raising the minimum that you're working with. But it works. So Keith, did any of that make sense?
Yes. And I'm going back to the scripts from last week's meeting. I mean, all that you're going through is in these scripts, correct?
Yeah. One of the things that we want to do is make sure that the script is focused on the client. Sometimes in those scripts I wrote years ago that were focused on me, you know, me as an FA. At this stage of my career, I want to do this. And I think it's better to focus on the client. What's the benefit to the client? So that would be the only thing I'd caution you about. On those scripts, just make sure you're talking about what is in the client. Why is this in the client's best interest?
And I guess too, by us knowing what's coming and what to expect, and they know what to expect, we're better organized so we can do more for them. So like he said, if he needs to do market timing stuff, he can do it. And someone else can answer the phone, and I guess I don't know what I'm trying to say, but at the end of the day, we're helping ourselves so we can better serve them, and everybody's
right.
On the same page. You set the expectation, and then you can actually maintain it versus always trying to catch up.
Well, just the perfect example is this COVID-19, right? March 9th or whatever the day was, you know, we hit the bottom, or wasn't March 9th this time. It was close though, right? It was another March 9th. Anyway, we kind of fell apart. The market started crashing and it was all hands on deck. But you know, as a Supernova FA, that you just called your clients last month. You called every single client last month. Whereas the average FA would think, God, when was the last time I called that guy? And how am I going to call those clients with, you know, $20,000 with me? I can't. They're dead, right? They're just left to drown. Okay. So you feel guilty the whole time. You try and call your clients. Everything's a panic. Whereas Supernova FAs call all their clients again, right? Instead of prospecting, they went and called all their clients again and said, by the way, you know, this is sort of an interim call to just make sure you're okay. We're not going to, you know, we're either making some changes or we're not making changes. But there's no, you know what we're doing and why we're doing it. So the emergencies become supplemental to the 1242, and you're never feeling guilty because you haven't called somebody in 6 months. So what we found, Keith, is the performance goes up. Overall performance of your total portfolio of assets improves because you're spending time with each and every client and making sure that they're all consistent. So you don't have any tails, right? You're going to have concentrated positions, and that's fine. But take out the concentrated positions and just look at the overall performance of all of the money that you manage, you're going to have better performance because you're talking to every client and they become much more compliant with your model rather than you know, some people buying in and some people not buying in. And this is the time when you make decisions as to, look, these are clients I want to work with. And these are clients that don't listen to me, so I don't want to work with them. Sorry. Bye. You know, guy's got 5 million, but he doesn't take my advice. Okay. He just uses me to buy a few muni bonds occasionally. So why should, they're not a client. All right. They're a customer. And we don't have any customers. We have just clients. We have people that listen to us, like us, and trust us. So you shrink your business, but then all of a sudden, guess what? You grow, and you grow exponentially because you're much more efficient. But, you know, I'm passionate about this stuff because I've seen it work for everybody. But I always say people, not everybody's ready for supernova, you know. When you're ready, you're ready. You get frustrated by the too many clients and too much work, and you're at a different stage of your career, and you're like, enough is enough. I want to have a little bit of lifestyle here. I want to have some balance in my life, rather than always being, you know, subject to my practice. I want to control things. Yeah, Mary.
Sorry, can I chime in for just a second? I apologize for being late. We're in planning season at Touchstone, so we're on calls all day. A couple of observations where I think this is really helpful for your team, in addition to establishing a standard of care that will allow you to grow. It's also establishing a standard of care that makes any transitions or it makes the relationship such that it is seamless if someone calls Keith one day, or if they call Kyle one day, or whatever, or the CSA, and it's going to allow them to know that the type of interaction they have with everyone on your team will be really similar, right? And so if you have that one precious commodity of time in your day that's available to you, more than it is today, you know, Keith, that allows you to make money in the way that you want and need to, even if you decide not to grow. It gives Kyle a chance to have relationships that are more sustainable. That means they'll stick around longer than maybe they would have otherwise, because it's a deeper, more sustainable relationship. And it also gives both your CSA and Kyle that time to dive into some of those relationships that maybe don't have all of their assets with you, or don't comprise your sort of top most beneficial clients today. So I look at that as, this is great for you to grow, but this is also a really exceptional way for you to have a seamless interaction with all of your clients and to give you a chance to have very deep and sustainable relationships over time. Does that make sense? I had a lot of coffee today.
Okay. So All right. So we've got a lot of work to do. We don't have to do it all in week three. You know, we can spend more time on the things that you guys need us to spend more time on. But just let you know there, you know, week three is supposed to be focused on organizing the team and getting roles and responsibility on the team organized. So look over that. Think about it. If you want to assign roles and responsibilities, go ahead and do that. If you want to go back and create your ideal day, week, and month, there's lots of tricks to doing that. It doesn't have to be perfect. Other people can take on. And the scheduler has been just updated, thank God. So it works with all new systems of Microsoft, and connects with the Outlook calendar, so it can be very helpful to you. But, you know, it's kind of going at your pace is okay. Happy to do that. So questions before we jump off?
Kyle, sorry, watching your staff, it's Keith, watching your, I think it was Ms. Bowie going through the scheduler or whatever.
Yes.
And, it looks as if, I mean, you're putting one person in for Tuesdays at 9 o'clock and it's just filling every month for the year. How are you dealing with, I guess part of my issue is if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it, you know? So right, if I'm telling you 12-4-2, I'm going to be working my backside off. You know, I'm going to have to ramp up my work schedule, not slow it down. So, I mean, how do you get out of these things? How are you, you know, if you have a cancellation, you talk about the financial crisis. If you have a vacation coming up, one thing that confused me is when she set them up, it looked as if she was setting them up almost like she'd looked like it was scheduled ahead for a year, but then it was like, you're only going 1 month out or something like that. So help me conceptualize that.
Okay. So one of the things that is a little tricky is that you want to get all your clients scheduled and then push the button and it populates the calendar. And it does give you just the month ahead, but it is for the whole year. So it will continue to populate the calendar. So it's the first Tuesday of the month. It's not a date. And as you know, the calendar is not a particularly efficient system because the first Tuesday of the month is going to be a different date every month. So that's why we do it based on the first Tuesday of the month at 10 o'clock. Keep in mind, you also have five-week months. January, April, July, and October are five-week months. And that gives you a chance to take vacations and to schedule other makeup schedules for clients. Just keep in mind that, for example, I run Supernova. And guess what? I was on vacation last week, right? And you guys were scheduled, but we didn't do it. So guess what? It was okay, right? You didn't die. I didn't die. Everybody was okay. We just had a vacation week. So we didn't do it. We didn't do the calls. So I don't recommend necessarily that you cancel everything when you're on vacation, but it doesn't mean that Kyle can't make those calls or that you can't make one of them an administrative call for that week you're on vacation and have your assistant make the calls, or you can, or you can cancel them, or you can just reschedule the reviews, the important, the 12-4-2s, the 4-2s, you can reschedule. So there's a lot of flexibility in it. But I would say, Keith, that the elimination of guilt is worth it, okay? Because most people leave every day feeling as though they're not done. And every day that you leave, you're going to feel done. You know that day you called the people that you said you were going to call. It's like mowing the lawn. It's done. So you can go home and feel as though you're done. And when you have lots of clients and you're not calling them regularly, you don't really know and can't remember everybody that you didn't call. And you can go 6 months without calling somebody and then feel horrible about it. So that horrible is a lot worse than the horrible about, oh God, I have to go in today and call three people. Okay. You can do it from home. You can do it from anywhere. You know, I made calls when I was on vacation because there were a couple that I had to make. So guess what? You know, it's not as bad as you think to be pinned down to a schedule. Everybody else that's a professional does it. CPAs, attorneys, even hairdressers, right? Everybody has a schedule and everybody has appointments. And again, you eliminate all the insidious thieves of time, and they don't have to be long calls. I mean, you can stick to they can be 20 minutes and stick to it and say, look, I got to go. If we need to reschedule for more conversation, we will. But, you know, we've covered everything in the agenda and I've got to run because I've got another call.
Hey, so, Rob.
Yeah.
Can I ask one more comment? So, but what about having Kyle, Keith, in this scenario, number one, like involved in some of the reviews so that, you know, they are comfortable with him as well. But in the absence of, you know, you being available or being on vacation, it's a really great way for them to know that their experience will be the same with Kyle as it is with you. So that might be a suggestion on my part as well.
Sure. Keith, any final comments?
I'm going to reach out to Cindy as well to work on that tool. I'm not the best at the Excel features, but that's got a lot of built-in features to it that I don't fully understand yet. So I'll work on that as well.
Yeah, it's really pretty good.
To answer your question to me, no. I mean, I think I'm a black and white kind of the way I see things. So to see there's gray and ways to work within it to help me, you know, help me a little bit here. So.
Yeah, it's, I'll work with you on it. Trust me. I'm not here to jam something down your throat and it's a, you know, take this road or the high road. The advantages of it outweigh the disadvantages of it. And you don't know what the advantages are yet. You're just seeing the disadvantages because of it. You know, it's gonna mean you gotta be organized, and that's the hardest thing, but it's the best thing. You're gonna feel really good at the end of the day because you get rid of that guilt and you have process and structure to your life. And, you know, a lot of people do Supernova to get balance back in their life because they're working too hard. And so by eliminating small accounts, you get rid of a lot of busy work that doesn't pay you. You know, I always tell people, if you want to keep small accounts, God bless you, do it, right? Just come in on Saturday morning and evenings and call those small clients. And that's usually enough to make them go, okay, I don't think I want to really do that, so. Okay.
Can I just add one more thing before we hang up?
Yep.
Keith, you look dashing today in your college shirt and your perfectly coiffed hair. You look great.
I can't see him. Where is he?
He looks really good. Tanned.
I dressed up just for the meeting.
Oh, there he is.
I took the lake seaweed out of my hair after a swim. I'm ready to go.
All right. Well, you all be healthy for the week, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.